Hello, and welcome back to the podcast. It's your host, Stony Baloney. goodness. There are times where I find myself wanting to go fucking savage mode. You know what I mean? Like, like you just want to fucking do something. You know what I mean? Like, you just want to fucking do savage. Just, and you just fucking want to make it just, you know what I mean? Like, that's, I've, there, but whenever I do, nowadays, I'm by myself. So, it's like, fuck. And so when I want to go savage at fucking midnight, what am I supposed to do? I can't fucking, I mean, I'm in the middle of fucking mountains. I can't go for a run at night. You know, there's cougars and bears and shit. And then fucking, you know, I got a family, so I'm not going to be out all night. I'm going to be home, you know, so I'm home. And if I'm home and I want to go savage, what do? I start recording, apparently. good Lord. No, but I've been thinking about something, and one of the things is self-mastery, right? Self-mastery. What is self-mastery? I don't even know, actually, to be honest. But I know that somewhere along the lines of three years ago, I embarked on this journey of, at the time I didn't know it, but now I do know it, self-mastery. Turns out it's way more difficult than you think. And there's a lot to it that I don't know, honestly. I mean, I've taken steps to go, you know, to proceed, to develop towards self-mastery, you know, and you get tested, man, like you fucking do, but it's just all about the mindset. And I know that's what it is. You know what I mean? Like, it's just the mindset. It's just, but the other thing too is self-mastery leads to no friends. That's what's difficult. That's one of the most difficult parts, I think, is once you embark on that journey of self-mastery, as you keep going on that journey along the way, you slowly lose friends, you know, even your closest friends, which is okay, though, because, you know, I got family now, you know, I've got my son, he is now my new best friend, he replaces everyone, so, but, and that's the other thing. I think that's it, man. Another part of self-mastery is mastering or learning to become a parent, you know what I mean? And being that father figure, you know? Because I'm learning to be a father, even though, I'm a new father, obviously. So, yeah, I'm learning to be a father as I'm going along. It's a learning process, but if you're just, I feel like if you're, and you're tuned in and you're just aware and you're present, everything should be pretty good. But yeah, that's just, I think self-mastery leads to no friends. I think that's what it is. Because you get to the point where nobody understands you. And you realize that, and when you realize that, you're like, well, fuck, you know? I mean, I'm not saying I don't have any friends. I do have friends. I'm just saying, friends are like potato salad. You know what I'm saying? Potato salad is good, but it comes and goes. Like friends, like potato salad, they come and go. You know? Fucking potato salad, I mean, it's good in portions, right? When it's fresh. Until the bowl's empty. And then once the bowl's empty, it's gone. That's it. On to the next bowl. Whenever that is, next barbecue. Next birthday party. You know? Or, what happens to the potato salad is it gets rotten, moldy. So you gotta fucking throw it out. Or cut that person out because they became rotten, you know. Not a good, you know, you just, you know, they became a person that you just, you're not okay with being in your life. And that's okay. Nothing wrong with that. There really isn't. Because you just, you're taking a self-conscious step to step in a direction away from harm, potential harm, if you were to continue associating yourself with someone who is like that. Not trying to be a dick or nothing, just trying to be real. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and I mean, I guess same goes in my direction too. I mean, some people can probably don't want to associate with me because of who I am. Oh, well. Well, good. Fuck it. It's fine with me. Fuck. I think I'm gonna... Yeah. So, that's... I mean... And I just... I don't know. For some reason, I don't know why, it just... It was like an epiphany. It's like self-mastery. That's it. I said I was going to go on this journey of expanding my mind. And part of expanding my mind is self-mastery. And part of being the best, or, you know, the best version of myself, which is an incredible feat to be. The best version of yourself is also part of self-mastery. I would include that in there. Fuck. And here's the thing of it. I'm only 30, right? You know, and I still feel young in my mind, in my head, body. Eh, I've seen better days, but, you know, I'm not too shabby. Comparing to my, you know, my late father, you know, when he was 30, you know. And I went to the gym today, man. I went to the gym and fucking, I look pretty good. You know, like, I'm not where I want to be by any means, but I was surprised at how much I kept, you know, in these last fucking 6, 7, 8, fuck, how long's it been? March? Fucking however long. You know, fucking forever. It felt like a year, you know? It felt like a whole year passed already. Jesus fucking Christ. But, and so in my mind, I'm thinking, fuck, you know, like, I'm going to become this fat slob again because I haven't gone to the gym. And, I mean, I did gain, like, 20 pounds, but I'm not, you know, 205, which is big. For my stature, I'm way less than that, so, but, way less. Try, like, 25 pounds, that's a, yeah, okay, I can get down, okay, I know, I'm at 175, but I can get down to 165, I've gotten, I mean, I've gotten down to 148, which is, I mean, that's unhealthy, though. I was skin and bone. But I still had, like, this thick layer of fat over the top of my abs, dude. It was, like, annoying as fuck. Couldn't get rid of that shit. Still can't. It's like it'll never go away. May as well just accept it and say, fuck it. This is my, what is it? My dad bod, I guess. Yeah, I got a dad bod. I'm 30. Fuck it. But hey, it's a rock solid dad bod, huh? Kind of. My back's still kind of janky. Little fucker. This is kind of like a sucker. But, yeah, self-mastery. It's going to be, yes. I guess you'll just be along on the journey too, since I'm apparently recording more episodes and just publishing whenever I feel like now, saying fuck it. Who fucking cares? Fuck it. Fuck it all. Fuck it all. But, yeah. And I don't know. I'll be honest. I am struggling in some areas of my life. You know, I'm not perfect. I never said I was, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm not going to put off the image that I am, because how can I? I would just be dishonest. I'll be honest. I'm not always happy all the time, you know. But there are times where I'm like super like, man, there's these golden moments where it's just, I don't know. It's like all eyes on me, you know what I mean? Not to brag or anything, it's just I can feel the, like, there's moments where like I've got everyone's attention and I'm making everyone laugh. And it's a good laugh. I miss those moments, you know? They don't happen very often nowadays. But that's an old chapter. I'm on a new chapter, you know? Fatherhood. In the mountains. Yeah. My boy. Mountain boy. Little man. Having kids is great, man. It's great to watch them develop and grow and learn. And you always learning, and you always keep learning. And you always, and when you see them do something new, you know, they've never done before, you're like, whoa, that is so cool. Like, he actually seen that. Like, he followed that. Like, whoa. You know? And that's really cool. Like, when you have those moments. Or when he rolls over for the first time. Or he's holding his head up for, you know, a good 20, 30 seconds before, plop, you know, his neck gets tired and he has to rest. But it's okay, you know? He's putting the effort in, you know? He's a little man. But, God, I love that dude. He's the dude. Little dude. But, yeah. I'm going to load up a fresh bowl. And I'm going to do a shout out to the ones of self-mastery. The ones that are putting in the effort for themselves. To better themselves. And, for fathers and for sons. For kids. Fuck it. Oh, yeah. Ooh, that one made my eyes tear up. Fuck. Good Lord. Anyways, that was for y'all. It's pretty late. I should probably get to bed. Wife's probably wondering where I'm at anyways now, because I've been down here for at least 30 minutes fucking dicking off and smoking. But, and talking to you guys. So, but anyways, I'll see you guys on the next one. Until then. Damn. That was weak sauce. I think I'm gonna lie. It's because I didn't heat it up long enough. I think I was recording for too long with the... Let me try again. Hold on. Oh, sorry. Mucho better. I hope you enjoyed this episode.